having been warned that the Allies planned a campaign of terror bombing against German civilians, it was necessary that the Jews be evacuated from German cities. The leaders of the Jewish communities organized whereby the Jews would be evacuated in the eastward migration. Even Speer approved the plan, but specified that the able-bodied Jews destined for eastward migration must therefore interrupt their journey and do armaments labor. The result was that the labor camps were established in rural areas, far from the cities, and the Jews were spared the ordeal of the terrible bombings which engulfed German women and children in torrents of flame and phosphorus bombs. There was a Holocaust in Germany during World War II, but the victims were Germans, in a well-planned campaign of genocide, while the evacuated Jews survived en masse. Instead of the Holocaust engulfing German non-combatants in the cities, the victims were now the Jews, who had been exterminated in the death camps. Since the evacuation of the Jews, the eastward migration had been organized at the behest of the Jewish leaders. Many Jews now believed their own propaganda, and accused the Jewish leaders of having organized the extermination of European Jewry. Thus Hannah Arendt, a leading Jewish intellectual, writes bitterly, in Eichmann in Jerusalem, wherever Jews lived, there were recognized Jewish leaders, and this leadership, almost without exception, cooperated in one way or another with the Nazis. Of course they cooperated, so successfully that, while a million German women and children died in mass bombing raids on German cities, not a Jewish life was lost. The Allied bombing of Berlin killed so many German families that Eisenhower is remembered there today by the Reichsoberkäse, the mad butcher of Berlin. The firestorms created by bombing the cities of Cologne, Hamburg, Dresden and other German cities remain the greatest atrocities of World War II. It was to obscure the real atrocities of World War II that the myth of the Jewish Holocaust was invented. Its earliest application was intended to cover up the discovery that the Soviet army had systematically murdered 14,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. These Polish officers comprised the most highly educated and skilled segment of the Polish population. Stalin ordered them exterminated to facilitate communist rule in Poland. It was the Katyn massacre which later became the inspiration for the stories of columns of Jews being marched into rural areas and executed. Indeed, the basic purpose of the invention of the Holocaust myth was to prevent Soviet Russia from being embarrassed by any mention of the Katyn Forest massacre at the Nuremberg trials. Roosevelt's pro-communist regime battled valiantly to assist Russia in covering up the Katyn horror. Elmer Davis, who had been placed in the Office of War Information by James Paul Warburg, refused to mention this atrocity in his broadcasts, while W. Averell Harriman cooperated in keeping the story out of print until the Nuremberg trials had been completed.